It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From back in June, I want to say, that was Nick Pivetta's best start of the year. It had a no-hitter going against the Braves. Was that against the Braves? He said Chisholm, so no, it must have been against the Marlins, right? Yeah, not the Braves. Excuse me. He had a good game against the Braves, though, too. And was overall not bad last year. Not a great record. Record is 6-12, but an ERA of 4.14, a whip of 1.13, and a lot of strikeouts. 172 strikeouts there for Pivetta, who had multiple games, 10 strikeouts. Seemed like he had some months where I considered him to be, I don't know if he was one of the better starters in the league or anything like that, but certainly in the month of September, he was out there giving you quality starts pretty much every time it was his turn. And someone that I thought was probably all done with the Boston Red Sox. I didn't think that Nick Pivetta was someone they were going to focus on bringing back. It just didn't seem like that was the way they were going to go. It seemed like, and I thought Breslow was talking a lot about upgrading its starting pitcher. And with Pivetta out the door, you still have Houck, you still have Bayo, you still have Cutter Crawford. You know, there's other guys you can Giolito. Go out and get. Giolito's going to be coming back here. So, yeah, Pivetta's out the door. But now here's an opportunity to bring in whoever. Pick a starter that you really like. Corbin Burns, whoever it is, you know, like someone like that.
They are the favorites to land him, according to one email from some sports book I got.
So, that's great, and that's nice, and I hope that they do get him. But they just extended a pretty significant qualifying offer to Nick Pivetta, and I see that, and all of a sudden now, I think that this is a new, like, this offseason I was always skeptical. You know this, Andy. We argued about this. You're gung-ho thinking Craig Breslow is going to spend a ton of money and save the day, and that John Henry's going to completely switch up everything he's been doing for the last 4 years, what have you. I'm skeptical because I think that's just the right way to be. I mean, you protect yourself a little better that way. But here is what Breslow said, articulating the reasoning behind a one-year, 21 and change million-dollar deal for Pivetta. A qualifying offer that basically no one was expecting. I wasn't expecting this. I don't know if you were. I don't think a lot of people were. I don't even know if Pivetta was expecting it. I remember we talked to Pivetta at the Jimmy Fund, and he, you know, we were talking to him about the team and Alex Cora and sort of these things, and I didn't get the sense that I was talking to a guy who was expecting to be here for a long time after this season. It just, and he didn't say that, but you get just that vibe, I guess, and that's sort of what I was thinking. And it's only 1 year, so maybe it won't be a long time beyond this, but I was surprised to see this. Here's what Breslow said. We had a bunch of internal conversations, and without getting too far into the specifics, we've been pretty outspoken about our need for pitching. Obviously, we know Nick really well. This is ultimately where we landed. We'll see how it plays out from here. First of all, I hate that. That sounds like what the Patriots did. Well, we really need pitching, but we know Nick. We know what we got here with Nick Pivetta. We may need some pitching, but we don't need to go out there and spend a ton of money. We got Nick Pivetta right here on 21-05 or whatever it is in the qualifying offer. And we know what Nick Pivetta is, so that's much more valuable than going out and spending more than $21 million on someone that we don't know very well. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that type of reasoning, especially when you're talking about a disappointing team, which the Red Sox were this year and the Patriots were last year. I don't like bringing back guys that you're familiar with from disappointing teams. That to me is always a losing strategy, with some exceptions, but in general, I feel like that's a losing way to go about it.
So you wouldn't want Nick Pivetta back. I mean, because $20 million for a starting pitcher who's going to start. I mean, he started 26 games last year. He was the next guy. They could have had four guys make 30 starts. He would have been next in line.
Yep.
I don't, in Major League Baseball for a starter, like Giolito, isn't he making $20 million a year?
Yes.
So I don't think the fallback idea of Pivetta
But that was on the free agent market. That wasn't as a qualifying.
No, I know. But also, this protects you to get the draft pick or whatever the hell, wherever that comes, blah, blah, blah. I just think you look at it, I don't know how much better I can do for $20 million on a pitcher, a starting pitcher.
So then pay more than $20 million and cut the crap is what I say.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know I want him long term. He's 32 years old.
I'm not talking about Pivetta. Spend more than $20 million on somebody else.
I think they still might. I think they're kind of, this is more of a depth, value-based, whatever type move.
I'd like to think that. I really would.
I don't like when you get this way.
This is what they do, Andy. This is how they operate. It's not
have
just
operated.
Now. Have operated, but are operating presently. This is how they're operating. And I don't like it, and I'm this is familiar to me. This seems like something they do. This is a recognizable pattern with this group, and I don't like it. This is when you upgrade. This isn't when you bring back Nick Pivetta. I'm sorry. And I don't hate Nick Pivetta either. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he's a decent pitcher, but this is where you upgrade. This is where you go out and say, you know what? We're going to take that $20 million. We're going to pancake it onto something else, and we're going to go out and get Corbin Burns, whoever it is.
What if they get Corbin Burns and have Pivetta on the back of the rotation?
Then I'll be very happy, all right? But I think this is a step away from that. $20 million to Pivetta, 21, whatever it is, I feel like is a step away from that stud ace that we're all hoping for.
I do have my concerns. And there's another guy that's in the news at this point, early in the hot stove talk, Teoscar Hernandez.
Yep.
ESPN, who was it? Alden Gonzalez says the Red Sox could make a push to sign Hernandez once he hits the open market. Obviously, we know there was previous interest in Hernandez, but they wouldn't go where he needed them to go. And he went to the Dodgers, wins a World Series, had a great year. His numbers at Fenway are awesome. He would be... Do you think he's an upgrade over Tyler O'Neill, correct, at Fenway Park?
Yes, I would say so, but I also think that Tyler O'Neill is someone I would have rather they gave that offer to, a qualifying offer to. I would have rather they gave it to him instead of Pivetta. I'd rather have the right-handed bat, an upgraded starting pitcher.
But what if you have Pivetta, upgraded starting pitcher, and upgrade at that right-handed bat, Teoscar Hernandez?
I'd be fine with that, too. But I'm just saying, like, when it comes to the qualifying offer, I would have rather seen that money given to O'Neill, and then maybe you can get somebody else too. But I'm so tired of them letting these right-handed power bats who work at Fenway Park just walk out the door after a year. It's so annoying. It happens all the time, and I'm sick of it. So I would have rather they didn't do that. But you know, if they can get a Hernandez, fine. But this is more ifs. It's more ifs for a group that I don't believe in.
There's a lot of ifs, and there is some of the who do you trust? Who do you not trust? Does the Henry stank, for lack of a better word,
gross,
right? Does it overwhelm whatever Breslow might want to do? The optimism of Alex Cora late in the year when we talked to him at the end there.
Yeah.
Like, he clearly had optimism. And I don't think that optimism is solely based on, A, the guys he has, or even, B, the guys in Worcester. Some of that optimism, maybe I'm reading way too far between the lines here. I just feel like he feels like they're going to put together a representative team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the AL East, you're not putting a representative team together if you don't spend some money, right? Like, I just don't believe you can really, like, even the Orioles, right? They had all those guys come up and then they decided, well, we got to go get Corbin Burns.
Right.
Like
Burns, who got a qualifying offer too, I think. Right.
Didn't
Baltimore give him
one? I believe
so.
Yeah. So that optimism mixed with opportunity, mixed with, I think, some outside pressure. I do think there's outside pressure. Now, you could argue there's been outside pressure, and they didn't bow down to that pressure.
I would agree. There's been that for several years now, and even before this, and they don't give a crap. Yeah.
So this is a really interesting offseason, and it's almost, what's the old saying, like, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Now we're almost down to, like, what's fool me three times, fool me four times, right? That's where you could be going with the Red Sox. But I'm not getting negative yet. It's early on. The World Series just ended. I think Brad Foe's down at the winter meetings, right? I think they're in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So, like, pieces, he'll start to be doing Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, and we'll start to get some positive vibes out of there or something. Maybe he'll sit down with Teoscar Hernandez again. Didn't he had that sit down with him previously?
Yeah, and I think that's why Hernandez didn't want to come here.
Oh, well, that could be true.
Yeah, he was like, I don't think so.
They're trying to give him Baseballs and Boring t-shirts.
Right. He's like,
not even a t-shirt. Give him a sticker.
No, thank you.
Just the sticker. Okay. Could you put this on your chest, please?
Yes. Texter is saying O'Neill is not eligible for a qualifying offer. I'm pretty sure he is because Chris Cotillo reported that they're not going to give him the offer.
Right. So why would they not give him something he's not eligible
for? If he wasn't eligible for it, I don't think Cotillo would have reported that.
Yeah, 617. Arcand told you to suck it.
Yeah, I did. Either way, that's where the Red Sox are right now. It's not dire straits or anything, but those are five starters, right? You got your five starters there. You got Bayo, Giolito, Tanner Houck, Pivetta now, and Cutter Crawford. That's five.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They could look at that and say, well, there's our five. Now we just need, you know, our swing starter long man out of the bullpen or whatever, and we're all set. We're back to go, ready to go back into the season. And I think that's really, really bad.
Maybe that's Pivetta. They sent him to the bullpen. Was that 2 years ago?
They did that. And he was not happy about it. That's another reason why I thought he wanted to leave.
As any member of... No, Jaron Duran was dinkier about the until you catch a fly ball at Twilight at Fenway Park. The second dinkiest player in recent years was Pivetta when they were sending him to the bullpen.
Mm.
That was as dinky as anybody on this team.
He did not care for that, no. 617-779-7937. Let's go to our good friend Sorja in Mansfield. Hi, Sorja.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we today?
How you doing, Sorja?
So, yeah, I'm doing very well. I hope you guys are doing well as we can close
doing
out
great.
This year. But
yeah. We got really, donuts. We're doing great.
I know. Much better now. Thank you. Yes.
That's awesome. So, really quick here, you know, I just think that this Red Sox, team is just summed up in, like, this, right? Every single season, they kind of come and after the All-Star break, they kind of come off that sugar high. And it kind of comes down to that it seems like, at least for this year, they kind of went up against a lot of the better teams in that after the All-Star break. And I think some of the key needs that they need is a frontline starting pitcher, some bullpen, and maybe a key right-handed bat. I mean, I don't know if you guys mentioned.
We lost you, sorry.
Right now is,
who? Your phone's cutting out. I'm going to let you go. But, there's another guy, Pete Alonso, I think, got a qualifying offer today. Sean Manaea, I had a list open just a minute ago, but I think there's other guys out there who I think you're gonna be looking at, and there's gonna be calls made, and maybe they'll get off their ass and do something. But it's hard to feel that way. The first move is an offer now to Pivetta, who's probably gonna take it. I don't think he's leaving. I don't think he's gonna sign somewhere else. I think he'll probably take that offer, do the year 21.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.